Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, we finished with part 2 of Godly Persons. Today we begin part 3.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready. We are in the book of Titus, chapter 1, in this verse-by-verse study. And I want to thank you folks who do listen to us on a daily basis. Let me encourage all of our listeners. If you're listening to a radio station that broadcasts good Bible teaching, Bible preaching, King James Version preachers, then let me encourage you to support that station. As my radio station here in Ocala, Florida, WTYG, as well as other radio stations, networks, and so forth, whether you're in Haines City, whether you're down in the Caribbean Lighthouse area, maybe you're over in the Pacific Ocean, maybe it's just all the FBN stations, the Fundamental Broadcasting Network, but wherever it is, remember, those speakers are not being charged for their time on the air. They are a nonprofit, each of these stations. They want to get the gospel out, so they depend upon the offerings of the listener. And so we still say here that your tithe belongs to your local church. An offering is above your tithe. But ask God to lay it on your heart to do something. I know that in this radio ministry that we have, it's been heard in just about every country in the world. We have seen well over 2 million different computers log in at least once onto our website. And so I'm sure they have done that to others as well. But I'm saying that we're not waving our flag, because we have no idea how it's done except God does it. So don't ask me, how do you get that? I don't know. I would not be able to answer you, except the Lord does it. He opens doors. He just does things. However, I know that we've had people write us and tell us about receiving Christ as Savior through our broadcast. I know that we've had folks write, tell me, one dealing with a marriage, one dealing with their spiritual life, one dealing with some other things in their lives, and just the broadcast of the day helped them in a special way, the Lamp and Light broadcast. Now, we're not the only broadcast. I know other broadcasts do the same thing. So, if you want to have a good investment that has eternal rewards, then let me encourage you to support those radio programs and those radio stations that give the word of God as it is to men as they are. So you hear a good Bible preaching pastor, teacher somewhere, for an example. We could talk about Lester Roloff, Oliver B. Green, and a host of other preachers, but whomever they are, just remember that the men being able to teach the word, they have many people working behind them. When I think of Dr. Mark Hopper here with us, and then Brother Richard Vaught, Brother Vaught, boy, he breaks down these programs after my little problem I've had the last year of 3 or 4 hemorrhagic strokes in which my vision was pretty well messed up and it's still not straight yet. And yet, as I try to record, many times there are pauses I make. Now, you don't get those pauses that I make, but I make a lot of pauses because he takes them out. He's able to work with a computer and just do the work. So if I sit here for 2 hours recording, he will take about 7 or 8 hours to break it down and get it ready for broadcast. And it's all free. I mean, these men give their time to the Lord. One of my announcers now is Brother Gary Neron. We've had others in the past who do our intros and outros at the beginning of the broadcast. And so you've heard Dale Jackson. He's many times has introduced our program, and at the conclusion, you hear his voice again. So I'm just saying, listen to these broadcasts. If you hear someone give their address that you can mail, then I would encourage you to do that. Now, through us, you can go through our website, and even pay there is fully protected, well secured, and you can just give something online if you would like to do that for the Lamp and Light Radio program or for our radio station, WTYG. So let me encourage you to do that. Well, I hope that you have your Bibles ready, because we're in Titus chapter 1. Now, we got a good start, and we've already looked at the first two verses, and today I want to start with verse 3. So let me just give a quick review here of verses 1 and 2 before we move on. Now, verses 1 and 2 of this chapter outline, along with verses 1 through 4, really, is entitled Godly Person. The theme of Titus, the book of Titus itself, is behavior that becometh holiness. And we see that in chapter 2 and verse 3. It is building that each of us might have a life that is lived daily with behavior that becometh holiness. Now, that becometh holiness is holiness as it is defined in God's word and by the Lord, not by some church or some individual that says, well, this is all right, and they like to turn God's grace into lasciviousness and things of that nature. No, God's word is the authority. Now, in verse 1, and let me just read that for us, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness. Now, that is a great start, the truth after godliness. But you see for yourself, as Paul writes this, he identifies himself as a servant. Learn to identify yourself as a servant first. As a matter of fact, the word servant there, doulos, it was the lowest form of a servant back in his day. And that's how he identifies himself. I'm not somebody that is so very special that I'm above all other Christians. Hey, I am a servant of God. I am a doulos. I'm down there at the bottom of the rung. I don't deserve to be honored and glorified. I'm even amazed that God would use me. And that's the attitude that we see just in that word doulos when it's coming to serving the Lord. And we all ought to have that attitude. We get to serve God, not that we have to serve God, and we are His servants. There is nothing wrong with being a servant of the Lord than not serving Him at all. I hate to think of that. Now, so he's one who is a servant, and he acknowledges the truth. Now, that truth will always be after godliness. Truth is always, if it's from God, if it's in God's word, if it's real, then it's real truth, and real truth is always after godliness. It's really all holy. That is, they are married to each promise, to each truth that God has, that none of them contradict any other truth in God's word. There is no godliness whatever without biblical truth. And I hope that you can grasp that. No godliness without biblical truth. And again, if it's ungodly, you don't have biblical truth. today you have a lot of education going on. Boy, I tell you what, they get into Christian colleges, they get into some of the churches, and you find books, you go online now, and it's psychology. It is philosophy. All of it from a so-called religious standpoint. And it's going to educate you, and it's going to teach you. But let me tell you something. There's a word in the Bible, and that we use the word to sanctify. Sanctification. Sanctification is being set apart by God for His use. To be used in His way, according to His will. Now, education without sanctification is an abomination to God. Now, in verse 2, we see God's plan of eternal life for man, and it was from the beginning. I mean, look at it there. He says, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie. Now, we find out in Hebrews chapter 6, that same idea. God does not lie, okay? In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised. God promised before the world began. In other words, before He created the heaven and the earth, God had already made this promise. Now, years ago, when I began as a pastor in the very first church of which I was a pastor at that time, it was Cantonment Baptist Church. Now, today that church is in another area. It's moved its location. It even moved its state. Good people, good church, and God used it. But I'm not going to mention the name here because I'm not there. And so whatever can happen in a church, don't blame that on me. When I haven't been around it for many, many, many years. I've been 35 years at the present church, of which I am the pastor now. I've been the senior pastor for that long. So this was the first church I started pastoring back in 1978. And so I'm saying that to say this. I'm stronger in doctrine and scripture now than I was all those many years ago when I began. Right there in my first church. But I have not changed the doctrine because the Word of God did not change. But rather, mine was to grow stronger in God's truth. You see, doctrine is practical for everything in the life of a Christian. For every area of life and problems, doctrine is practical.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm path.